I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on 88.1 WYPR. Travel back in time, over 2,000 years, to ancient Greece. That was where the mathematician Archimedes lived in the 2nd century BC. Archimedes' legacy includes all sorts of things, from explaining buoyant force to approximating the ratio pi to allegedly shouting Eureka while running naked down the street. Archimedes also designed a machine to lift large amounts of water over a short distance. It's called in his honor the Archimedes screw. The device was originally used to bail water out of large ships, but over the centuries, the Archimedes screw has been used for irrigation, to dry out land below sea level, and to manage flooding. And that brings us back to the present day, to Prince George's County along the Anacostia River. Some towns along the river have flooded 4 times in just over 4 years, and recently, Prince George's County invested $6 million in 3 giant Archimedes screws to help control future floodwaters. For more on this modern application of an ancient technology, we're joined from College Park by Professor Gerald Galloway of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Maryland. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here.
And with us in studio is Adam Ortiz. He's the mayor of Edmonston, one of the town's hardest hit by the flooding. Good morning, sir.
It's great to be here.
Describe the situation before these Archimedes screws went into place. What sort of pumps did you have to manage floods, and what happened when floodwaters rose?
Well, we have to go back to the 1950s, where the Army Corps of Engineers, and about that time, they were doing a lot of flood management across the United States. They put in 2 basically glorified sump pumps to handle storm water runoff in our area, which was a light suburban area surrounded by a lot of flooding. Well, over time, there's been a lot of development. There's more impermeable surfaces. So with all the streets, highways, and development, and the increase in global climate change, the severity of storms has really hit our town hard. So to answer your question, the best way to describe the town was very wet. We suffered 4 floods in 4 years. At one time, 56 homes were underwater. We had to evacuate one home completely by boat. And we really pled our case throughout the Washington, D.C. Media market to try to get the support to fix the problem.
So how did you go from the glorified sump pump to the Archimedes screw?
Well, the County Department of Public Works met the challenge. They realized that they didn't quite have the expertise, so they went outside of their shop and found a gentleman from George Washington University who's a renowned expert. World-renowned expert on flood management, and he's the one who transcended time and got in touch with Archimedes technology and brought it to our shores here in the United States.
Now, Professor Galloway, describe for us what an Archimedes screw looks like.
Well, if you would look at a large screw, really, inside of a cylinder, it's a very simple process, and that's why it's done so well over the years, and its life goes back perhaps even earlier than Archimedes. There is a debate among historians, technological historians, as to whether you can date this back to the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. They had bronze screws of some sort moving the water for the Hanging Gardens.
So perhaps maybe should be the Hanging Garden screw rather than the Archimedes screw?
That's right. But what happens is that this is put from a low spot in the ground where you're trying to move water to a higher level, and to move the water by turning the screws so that it catches the water and moves it up the slope of this very low incline and dumps it over the top of whatever you're trying to cover, a levee in the case of Edmonston, or the side of a farm pond if you were working in ancient Egypt, or a canal that's going to further distribute the water.
So as the water is going up the screw, what keeps it from falling back down?
Well, the motion of the screw forward, as the screw turns, it's pushing the water up. Some slops over and comes back down, but it reaches some sort of equilibrium so that there's always water flowing out.
I've read that these screws are the biggest in the U.S. How big are they?
The screws at Edmonston are big. There's no question about it. The screws in Edmonton are 10 feet in diameter and 50 feet long. There are some that are 12 feet in diameter and 60 feet long that have been in use since the 60s in Galveston, Texas, to do much the same thing, except at a greater volume.
That's UMD engineering professor Gerald Galloway talking about the Archimedes screw, a centuries-old device now being used to prevent flooding in the Edmonston area of Prince George's County. Also here with us in Maryland Morning is Edmonston Mayor Adam Ortiz. Adam, since the Archimedes screws have been put in place in Edmonston, you luckily haven't had any floods, but that means that you haven't had a practical test of how the screws work. What happens if the screws don't work the next time the floodwaters come?
Well, I'm not going to jinx it, so I'm not going to answer that question directly. But I will say that it's completely operational now. There was a moderate rainstorm about 2 months ago, and I was on hand to watch the screws at work. And at least from my very layman's perspective, we're very effective. And just to give the folks in the audience an idea of the size of these screws, you can picture a regular household screw. Now think of that screw about the size of a tractor trailer, and three of them that are working, churning water. It's really an awesome engineering achievement. If a person fell in at the bottom of the screw, they're so large and so adequately encased, they would be flushed out the top like a reverse water slide.
Now, how long would it take them to get to the top? It is 50 feet long.
It is 50 feet long. I would say 15 seconds, that person will be popped out into the Anacostia River.
Oh, wow. So it's really fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Jerry, are there any other engineering ideas from antiquity that we should be looking at to solve our problems today?
Well, I think that this is a great one. And it's the question comes up in my mind, as you just raised, is it why haven't we used it more often? Well, mostly because most of the manufacturing takes place overseas. The experience has been to do other things with it than we are using it for in Edmonston. And I think Edmonston's setting the mark. David Rigby, who is the president of wastewater management that came up with the idea, looked around the country and said, this is an obvious way to go, and we ought to be using it in other places. So I think this may be the start of greater use of this technology and perhaps the expansion into other areas.
And if it does continue to expand in other areas, we'll talk about it more here on Maryland Morning. That's Jerry Galloway, professor at the University of Maryland's Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Edmonston Mayor Adam Ortiz, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Nathan.
You'll find more on the Archimedes screw and its use at the Edmonston Pump Station via the web at WYPR.org. For Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, I'm Nathan Sterner.